What's going on, everybody? It's a reality rap show. We back again. And we have SPB in the building.
Alright. What's up, everybody?
We have Big Chris in the building.
The Queen.
You already know, and it's my man AC Fire. It's me. I'm my own person. Love myself as well. I'm my own man that I love. You already know what it is. On this topic we got going on with the damn leader of the free world.
I don't mention
his name. But you already know.
Presently in charge.
Boo.
Of the United States of America, that guy.
He makes all us Republicans look bad.
That guy.
I wasn't supposed to say that.
We are now the last respect of the world.
Yeah. It's real funny. Real funny out there. So.
Well, actually, it's real sad.
This sad but true, as they say. Sad but true. It's sad but
Nigga
true.
Me and Dr. Carson, we looking bad, man. We're the only two black Republicans that's on
he's
record.
He's another fucking idiot.
Oh, man. So I'm the lone wolf here.
He said
lone
wolf. Black people need to grow up. That was his response
for. Dr. Carson.
I hope that he does.
Some of us do.
And that they ever get pulled over in a hostage. Unless somebody says that.
All stories will change. That's right. You already know that. Stories are going to change always.
Don't worry about it. He's supposed to be making the elevators bigger than all the projects across the world.
That.
All right.
Shout out to bigger elevators and the projects.
Yes,
you won't smell the piss from the corner that
noticed,
close to you.
And you notice he never went back to another one after that one. That was seriously a one and done right there. He did a big crit.
Anybody can run for president.
Anybody can run for president right now.
Anybody.
You know how that goes. So if you had anybody, you know, SPB or Big Chris, you know, to be president of this United States of America that we live in, you know, who would be your president? Who would be your vice president? Mm. You know what I mean? Going forward, you know what I mean? Would you, you know, I mean, anybody could be president.
Anybody.
So you might as well pick them up. Pick them who you want to pick. Who you got for 2020 election?
I tell you what.
We should get on that ballot box right now. Throw them in there. Anybody.
I think my first vote for president, me, my nominee would be Cornel West.
Shout out to Dr. Cornel West.
Right, that's the president, baby.
For the president or the vice president?
Yeah, that's right, because
SPB.
He's a political activist.
SPB.
And he don't run away from shit. Listen, boy, when he got that ascot on, he will curse your ass out, too. I can listen to him talk all day. Boy, Harvard and Yale come out of every damn thing that man says. And he will curse you the fuck out. It sounds good when he curse you out.
That's what's up.
Vice president would be Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
I love her.
Because she hates the president as much as anyone else.
More so.
And you ain't never lie.
She a fiery little girl.
You ain't never
love
lie.
Her.
You ain't
she
never
let,
lie.
She let you have it.
Fellow Aries.
Yeah, she all let right. you have it. She let you have it.
Fellow Aries.
That would be my first choice. So
that's your first choice right there?
Yeah, that would be my first choice. So you just let me know, because I also have a second and third choice.
Okay,
hold on. Now you got that out there. Let me give Big Chris's topic. I mean, because that's your top two right there.
No, that's my one. That's my president,
that's
vice president.
Pick.
Yeah, that's my top pick.
That's your top pick.
Yeah.
So Pelosi and
I got a total of three. Of three presidents and three vice presidents.
Okay, but go ahead. All right.
So then I would go with.
It's your second one now. You got Cornel West and you got Pelosi.
I'm gonna go with Michael Eric Dyson.
Another militant. You think it's
right? Because I like. I like the
cat. SPB's world, everybody.
Yeah, because you know what? Again, I'm picking.
This
I'm
is
picking,
nominees.
I'm picking people that. Well, not afraid. That's the thing. Not they don't play nice, and you know they have the intellect. You know he's a professor at Georgetown University. Just like my first pick, Dr. Cornel West. We're talking about intelligent black men as much as. The current president doesn't believe that black men are idiots. I beg to differ. So he would be, he would be my president, okay. And my vice president to work alongside him would be Reverend Al Sharpton.
Reverend Al!
Because I need, he's also, and I say this, shout out to Al Sharpton that's been holding minorities down for well over
that's centuries now.
30 plus years. Yeah, I mean, just
a century and 100 years.
That's Fox, yeah, it's our ducky.
He had a little, listen, you know we always doing happy hour, right?
That's that college degree
at
work right there.
Listen.
Here's who we don't want in the White House, okay?
It won't be AC5.
So, I pick both of them because you know what? They about equality. And I would like to see, you know, minorities on the other side to see us in a different light where we get to exercise a lot of our rights, to put a lot of things into law that's going to benefit all people, but especially us. Being as though all these laws do not apply to us as minorities at all. So, that would be my second pick. My third pick, and I wish we could do a drum roll for this one here. So, my third pick, and you notice it, I'm naming it, I'm going to tell you why I'm picking. Minister Louis Farrakhan, be my president. The minister.
Yeah.
I need the minister.
Yeah.
I need the minister because the minister is, he's soft spoken.
Yeah.
He got the backing and the power to do the things we need to be done because he's not a freak. And black people in general, he'll hold all black people responsible. Because a lot of us, when we get that type of power and we still kill each other, he would make that a major focal point so we would have to look deep within ourselves. So he'll take care of that. And to break the ice, my vice president would be comedian Wanda Sykes. Because she's articulate, she's outspoken, she will curse you out, and we all can laugh every time she's on TV. Every time. I can see it now, talking about the current president wig. She's just a mess.
That's just a combination. I just don't see Farrakhan and Wanda Sykes together.
Yeah.
But
okay. Yeah, well, I said that was my choice.
That's SPB's world.
Listen,
I mean, listen.
I don't even know who the hell the vice president now is. Who the hell is it?
It's Pence.
You never see him.
He's around.
Well, listen,
he was wearing his mask first, I believe.
At least he was wearing his mask, but you never see him.
You never see him.
Mike Pence come out like. He come out like the damn groundhog.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, he popped his head up.
You see his shadow, he disappeared.
No, just said anytime anyone in the White House gets more attention than the armpit shooter, and he removes them out the public spotlight. I don't know why he wants to be on camera. He is nothing that anybody would
want
to
show his hair off. He wants to show off his hair.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, it finally, you know, President Obama was
president forever.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the biggest thing, you know, they always said that minorities weren't good with articulating our words and getting our point across because for some reason, the media, when something takes place in our neighborhoods, it's damn near like they find the most ignorant black person ever.
They seek them out.
To sit there and be talking a bunch of issues and I ain't doing this.
Did you see that?
So, you know, if you notice that the men that I pick, as well as the women, everyone speaks well. I mean, when you sit there and it's like, you know,
I just hit
with.
She's super little bitch. Hey, listen.
That's just a shout out to the
drink. Shout out to everybody that's been drinking. Myself, AC Fire, and Pelosi to talk on words and talk that stuff. Man, please.
That's just.
Please. I know what she's saying.
I love her.
That's the Aries.
I can hear
her. That's just. She only studied all those words because she's. That's intensity.
How about
this?
One thing she don't be studying her words when she's talking about Orange Man. She's like, just a nimcompoop. She be. She be saying words like nimcompoop.
She said, I pray for him.
No doubt.
No doubt.
And he does.
Big Chris,
yes.
Who you have in your free world?
Queen.
Well,
and, as president, vice president?
I know it better be yourself.
I mean, who you got in your top?
Better be you first.
That's for president.
And no,
can't pick yourself, but
first
I mean,
black president. Don't tell me. I vote for Darren.
For president or vice president?
Again, no
pick order. Okay.
Just
all
right. I love Kamala Harris.
Okay.
I love her.
Okay.
I love Cory Booker.
I like Cory. Cory cool.
Yeah.
I like Cory cool.
Okay.
Cory cool.
That green eye man, I'm telling the motherfucking truth.
Yeah.
I love Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
And okay. I love Chuck Schumer. I love Chuck Schumer.
Chuck Schumer, he decent.
He is so
he
cool.
Decent.
And when you look at
the glasses, he is. And what it seems, he seems to be a fair man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, so,
you know,
for fairness out there.
Stretch. I would like to see LeBron James.
Yeah,
LeBron.
Because
LeBron. Shout out. He's finally. I mean, it's great too, man. Because you figure, you know, back in the '60s, Ali, Jim Brown, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, so many our main black sport figures, they were speaking up, and there's so many more. And you know, these athletes now, nobody speaks up. Colin Kaepernick, he didn't have to say much at all. He showed you physically what he was standing for,
yeah.
And he was blackballed.
Shout out to Colin,
you know, for football. And Malcolm Jenkins, definitely shout out to that brother, because Malcolm Jenkins, man,
Philadelphia Eagles out there.
He the man, man.
All y'all Eagles
fans. That's a solid man. Stand for something.
Damn right.
So you know, I just believe with being the leader of the free world, man, you gotta, everything has to balance out who you are, you know, with our allies, you know, the enemies, you know, that's a powerful seat to hold.
Okay.
Like this man using our military against us.
Yeah.
Come on, man, you know what, I know he feels like I can't even say it, I only can imagine though, when you have like the top generals, you know, just going out there, since he the Twitter, Mr. Twitter fingers, and you know, they expressing that his leadership is poor. It's poor.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all about uniting and bringing everybody. This is a bad time for America, period, man, because so much stuff is coming to light. Because we always been told everything in the dark comes to light. So, you know, it's a lot of things going on, man. And, you know, we express to all our listeners, man, wherever you at, make sure you get your vote in. You always told that it doesn't count, but it's very important.
Please vote. Get that sticker.
Voting changes things.
Get that sticker. I voted today.
But voting changes.
At least you can say you done it, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want to be a part of something.
Don't hump your shoulders on this one.
Because, you know, we
please don't.
I tell you one thing,
he's a black racist.
Blatant. I mean, some of the shit that come out of his mouth, man, is unbelievable. And I'm shocked.
China.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
A lot of them. But AC5, we ain't letting you off the hook.
Oh, man. Oh, what's up? Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, one more. Just another. Again, I love his humor, but I love his truth. And that would be DL
Hughes. DL,
DLG. Shout out to
DL. I, you know what?
Okay.
Now, out of your choices,
yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah.
You know what? I really like that. He a deep brother.
Yeah.
Solid. Definitely shout out to that cat, man. He decent.
I like DL.
He decent. He all about.
And one more.
Hey, listen, come on with him. Come on with him.
Shout out to Charlamagne.
Shout out to Charlamagne.
Hey, you know what?
I'm a
I I'll be the first to say.
And the captain in the White House.
Initially, I didn't like Charlamagne the guy, but you know what? He grew on me. He a deep brother.
Very deep.
He a deep brother. And you know what? I like him because he's straightforward. Mm-hmm. He speak what's on his mind, and I think we need to do a lot of that. See, what I meant as minorities, it's like we you ever notice it could be a group of us, right? And depending on where we are, and I'm guilty of this myself. But I try to change my ways. It's something about when we start talking about whites, we whisper about it. Like we don't want them to hear us or something like that, you know? Like whispering, they blatantly, you know, do things that we don't like. And I mean, you know, nothing is done about it. Like some of the things they showed on the news, in South Philadelphia, they showed two armed men. And they weren't in any form of a uniform. So, as they tell it, it was citizens protecting the Christopher Columbus statue. And basically, the police came out there and they said it was some type of situation, but it was able to get resolved before it got out of hand. And I believe that right there is a calling card to minorities when you do that. Because some news you put out there, some news you shouldn't put out there. Yeah. They just recently put out during the protest in a certain section of Philadelphia where there were a lot of people, it's mainly whites that live in that particular area, and they had handguns and bats saying that they were going to protect the police district. And
but nobody's authority.
The mayor called them, that's like a vigilante. You don't have the power to do. And my thing was most disturbing is that the mayor said it, that the response time with the police actually taking these weapons away. Because what's to say, what if a couple of those protesters approach these individuals, shoot them?
Yeah.
Blatantly, you want to hit them in the heads with bats.
It would have been some type of recoil, some type of chaos.
Then I asked myself, if minorities done that, and we walking around
with firearms,
I'm talking rifles, assault weapons, sure. And what would happen with us?
we get
apprehended in knees on our neck, mm-hmm. and no, not brandishing a weapon at all.
And you can be recorded and it makes
news. I'm curious, why is it that
these people are not holding jail?
Yeah, automatically. Like,
case posted up on the
even TV. If you got a carry permit, that's for a concealed weapon.
But there's some states that you did, especially down south.
But we talk about Pennsylvania. Right. This is in South Philadelphia. So that automatically. Those people should have been hauled off the jet.
If they were black, they would have been ID'd and arrested.
It would have been a situation.
Absolutely. They
would
have been ID'd.
That really made the news. It would have been bloodshed.
Well, we can go even further with this gun law and act and all that stuff.
Going on.
You know, they're even allowed to have these secretary of state weapons in the first place. You're not in the war.
No.
Well,
NRA got their hands in everything.
I think the reason that is because guns and ammo magazines in the black market, you have a lot of underground criminals that has some major firepower, and they be damned if that gang is going to whoop their gang ass as far as weaponry.
Shout out to all the underground criminals.
Sure they have like the top notch shit.
Some of my closest friends.
But. You're right, but it's like you said, when you start talking about the NRA, that'd be a whole other show.
So
but I understand the amendment and your right to bear arms. However, when I go and pick up an application for a gun, what it reads and what people are actually using it for are two separate things.
Right.
So it's supposed to be in your home, it's supposed to be locked in a safe, you're not supposed to be out carrying fucking military type. Like I said, I don't understand. You gotta go through all that to get a gun license.
Yeah.
However, they're blatantly walking around with weapons, drawn, just walking with stars on their face.
Exactly. It's the leader of the free world that allows this to happen. So
this is why we talk about our president. That's why, I know for certain
that's how the president
all the presidents that I just voted for.
Yeah, it wouldn't allow that to happen.
Man, let me tell you something. Man, Cornel West get up there with that head fried up. Be some serious consequences.
Like shot.
You better know. AC5, real quick, man.
Oh, yeah, before we get up out of here.
Who would you choose, a president
or
vice president? Who would you pick?
All right, I can get y'all three of them joints. I got one, and I got a president and a vice president. My president, I'm gonna put out there. I'm gonna put Curtis Jackson, 50 Cent for my president. Out there, United States, and I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna pick these picks because Curtis Jackson knows how to tweet them tweets and get things going out there like the president right now. So Curtis Jackson out there to lead the free nation of United States. At least you know the tweet to be something worth looking at. You know all that good stuff. So that's my president. I say with 50 Cent he'll put out the Power movie. You know, he gonna make that money back. You know what I mean? Bring back Power, individual back on Star some way, somehow, or BET. We work it out. That's my president right there. So I got 50 Cent for my president. Now for my vice president.
At least his State of a Union address wouldn't be boring.
Not at all. Not at all.
Or pussy.
My vice president. You already know. My vice president, I'm gonna pick a behind the scenes type guy. That brings all correlations and colors together. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to pick Vlad from Vlad TV as my vice president.
Vlad?
And I'm going to tell you why.
Vlad,
he get the Russian vote because he's Russian. Yeah. So shout out to that. So we are going to get the numbers right. Yeah. Two, he's a network dude. He brings a lot of people together to tell their story and tell the actual factual. And this is how it is. It's not like this, it's like that. So therefore, I need Vlad to do that. Give the people out there what the actual story is. Vlad out there.
Vlad and Lucy.
Individual.
Yeah, Lucy, motherfucker, too.
Yeah, that too. He wants to know everything. You know what I mean? So he can report that right to the people.
Curtis Jackson.
Oh, no, I'm saying
it's a good combination.
We can see with AC5, he like the controversial vote. He went a lot. He went this country to be up in smoke. It'll be the up in smoke tour.
Yeah,
it'll be the up in smoke tour.
Threatening and bullying people.
I can see 50 now. So does he sit there and be like, who the chief police? They be like this. Milton Brand be like this. Fuck you, Milton. You fired.
Yeah,
you pussy.
Exactly.
Talk crazy.
You already know how that goes.
Well, that nigga owe me something. I'm taking out your bitch's ass if you ain't give us our money back. In 48 days,
AKA Ferrari.
You already know. About to get on this plane and fly on out of here.
Get the bags ready.
On this one right here. So.
Everybody have a great week, man.
Yeah, man.
Stay safe.
We appreciate you.
Find y'all presidents who y'all want to run y'all country.
Vote,
it'll make your
vote,
day damn
vote,
better.
Vote.
But definitely vote.
We're going to be staying here from now
until
November 3rd.
100%
yes,
now.
Yes.
Get your butt on out there. Get your captain's chair. Make you a hot toddy. Sit in line. That might be me in front of you, behind you, smelling like that with my mask on.
That's right.
That's me out there, party people.
Here
we go. We out
of
here. What's going on, party people? It's your man AC5. Now listen, who y'all want for y'all president, man? Let us know, man. 215-809-3297. Or hit us up on www.realityrapshow.com. You know, SPB talking about Cornel, Dr. Cornel West, and Big Chris talking about Madam CJ Walker or somebody, Whoopi Goldberg. I don't know, man. Listen, y'all know who I said. I said 50 for president. So those that know that already know, 50 could have ran after Obama. You know what I mean? for real. But it's your man, AC5. Go on, Fifth. Talk to him. Run for that campaign, that champagne campaign, brother. Talk to him, brother.
This is 50.com exclusive.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know you were very surprised when you heard for the first time 50 Cent is running for president. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to these debates. Some really important issues to address. And I'd love to answer your questions and hear your suggestions.
Listen to this shit.
After I propose. I'm not just another politician, politicking, it's your boy.
This is 50.com
exclusive. 50! Here we go. Yeah, I done smoked a couple pounds, but I ain't never in hell. Been in custody before, but never in jail. Baby, I love you like America, don't talk to me fly. But I promise if you do, bitch, I'll black your eye. See the hood fucked up, I got a plan for the crisis. Bring the dope in on boats and lower cocaine prices. That's stage one on my plan to pacify my depression. When everybody high, who gives a fuck about reception? Imagine gas prices, $20 a gallon. D's catch a nigga and have to walk to the island. My main aim's to take away pain. It's okay, get fucked up, man. Got that purple, roll that shit. Got that pill pop, that take that trip. Got the Hennessy, man, take that sip. The pain of cold wind, you get high in the motherfucker. And I know you think you know my style. Surprise, nigga, I done changed it now. 5 years, I'm the nigga you've been hating on. December 9th, I'ma give you what you wait for. Before I self-destruct, motherfucker. It's 50. I'm in Detroit right now.